Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind. Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, after midnight.
Everyone in town knew Maggie's Cafe. If you asked where to get the best breakfast, people pointed you there without hesitation. If someone mentioned homemade pie, fresh cinnamon rolls, or coffee that never seemed to stop flowing, the answer was always the same. Travelers occasionally discovered the little cafe by accident, but most of the customers had been coming for years. Farmers stopped in before sunrise, retirees claimed the same booths every morning, and families made it part of their Sunday routine after church. It wasn't the biggest restaurant in town or the fanciest, but it had earned something far more valuable. People trusted it. She'd wanted to work there for years. She had waited tables at a handful of other restaurants around the county, and everyone in the business seemed to know Maggie's reputation. The cafe was always busy, the servers made good money because customers came back week after week, and employees rarely left unless life took them somewhere else. The one thing everyone said was that Maggie expected a lot. She believed there was a right way to do things, and she wasn't shy about correcting someone if they missed a detail. Even so, nobody ever spoke badly about working for her. If anything, people spoke about Maggie with the kind of respect usually reserved for a favorite teacher. When she heard there was an opening, she applied the same afternoon. The interview lasted less than half an hour, although Maggie spent as much time greeting customers as she did asking questions. During that short conversation, she welcomed a family she'd known for years, asked one regular how his wife was recovering from surgery, and had a cup of black coffee waiting on the counter before another customer even reached his usual table. It was impossible not to notice how naturally she seemed to know everyone who walked through the front door. She got the job. The first few weeks were a blur of learning names, memorizing orders, and trying to keep up during the breakfast rush. Maggie rarely stood still for more than a minute or two, yet she never appeared rushed. Somehow, she always seemed to be exactly where she was needed, whether that meant greeting someone at the register, helping carry plates out of the kitchen, or quietly checking on a regular who seemed quieter than usual. What impressed her most wasn't Maggie's efficiency. It was her memory. She knew who drank coffee black and who wanted extra cream without asking. She remembered which regular always ordered eggs over easy, who preferred rye toast instead of wheat, and which couple split a slice of cherry pie every Friday evening. If someone new walked through the door, Maggie made a point of introducing herself before they left. She wanted every customer to feel like they belonged there. There was another side to Maggie that every employee learned quickly. She noticed everything. If a customer had been sitting with an empty coffee cup for a little too long, Maggie had already seen it. If dirty plates lingered on a table after people had finished eating, she'd quietly remind someone to clear them. If a regular walked through the door looking tired or distracted, Maggie often noticed before anyone else. She wasn't hovering over her employees or looking for mistakes. She simply paid attention to the little things because she believed the little things were what people remembered. At first, that made her nervous. She found herself constantly wondering what she'd forgotten or what Maggie might notice next. It didn't take long, though, to realize Maggie never corrected anyone to embarrass them. If she pointed something out, it was because she wanted the cafe to be better tomorrow than it had been today. She expected excellence from everyone, because she expected it from herself. The years slipped by almost unnoticed. High school students came and went after graduation. Cooks retired. New servers learned the routines, and regular customers gradually became familiar faces in her own life as well. Somewhere along the way, Maggie began trusting her with more responsibility. She learned how to place supply orders, balance the day's receipts, and open the cafe on mornings when Maggie had an appointment or needed a rare day away. It never felt like formal training. It was simply the natural result of working beside someone for so many years. Then Maggie started missing work more often. At first, she blamed it on getting older. She joked that decades of arriving before sunrise were finally catching up with her, and everyone laughed because it was easier than imagining anything else. When the doctor's appointments became more frequent, the jokes quietly disappeared. A few weeks later came the diagnosis that no one wanted to hear: cancer. The news spread through town almost immediately. Customers stopped by as much to ask how Maggie was doing as they did to eat, and when she felt well enough, Maggie still insisted on spending an hour or two at the cafe. She would sit near the front window with a cup of coffee, greeting familiar faces as they came through the door and chatting with anyone who stopped at her table. Even then, she couldn't help noticing the little things. She'd quietly mention that someone looked like they needed a coffee refill, or smile when a first-time customer was greeted with the same warmth she'd always shown herself. One afternoon, after the lunch crowd had finally slowed, Maggie asked her to stay behind for a few minutes. The cafe had settled into the comfortable quiet that always came between lunch and dinner. They sat together in one of the corner booths, looking out across the dining room that Maggie had spent nearly 40 years building one customer at a time. After a long silence, Maggie admitted she wasn't worried about herself anymore. She was worried about the cafe. Closing it had never been an option in her mind, and neither was selling it to someone who only saw numbers on a balance sheet. She wanted it to stay what it had always been, a place where people felt welcome, where regulars were remembered, and where the little things still mattered. Finally, she looked across the table and asked if she would consider taking it over. For several moments, she couldn't answer. Owning the cafe had never been part of her plans. Working there had been enough. The idea that Maggie believed she was the right person to carry everything forward seemed almost impossible to believe. Maggie passed away a little over 2 months later. The cafe closed for the day of her funeral, something that had happened only a handful of times in nearly 40 years. By the time the service began, the church was filled beyond capacity. Former employees returned from neighboring states. Longtime customers stood shoulder to shoulder with people who had only known Maggie for a few years. And nearly everyone seemed to have a story about something she had done for them. Some remembered birthdays she never forgot. Others recalled meals she quietly paid for when times were hard. A few laughed about being gently corrected after trying to help around the cafe, because Maggie always seemed to have a better way of doing things. Listening to those stories, she realized something she had never fully appreciated while working beside Maggie. The cafe had always been successful because the food was good, but it had become unforgettable because Maggie made people feel like they mattered. Taking over the business suddenly felt much heavier than she had expected. There were contracts to sign, suppliers to meet with, equipment that seemed to break at the worst possible times, and dozens of small decisions that Maggie had always made, without anyone else realizing they needed to be made. More than once, she caught herself reaching for the phone to ask Maggie a question before remembering there would never be another conversation. She changed very little after taking ownership. Customers were relieved to find the same menu, the same old photographs hanging on the walls, and the same pie recipes they'd been ordering for years. Many admitted they had worried someone would immediately start remodeling or changing traditions that had become part of the town. Instead, the cafe still felt like Maggie's. She appreciated hearing that, even though she privately wondered if she could ever truly live up to the standard Maggie had set. About 6 weeks after reopening, she and one of the cooks were finishing the last of the closing duties before heading home. She was wiping down the front counter while he cleaned the grill when they both heard something fall in the back office. Expecting to find a clipboard or a stack of invoices that had slipped from the desk, she walked back to investigate. Instead, a plastic cup holding several pens had tipped onto its side, scattering them across the floor. As she bent down to gather them, she happened to glance through the doorway toward the kitchen and immediately noticed one of the coffee warmers was still on. She walked over, switched it off, and laughed to herself, commenting that if those pens hadn't fallen, they probably would have left it running all night. The next morning, she thanked the cook for knocking the pens over. He looked at her with a puzzled expression. He hadn't been anywhere near the office. The conversation lasted less than a minute before they both shrugged it off and went back to work. A week or so later, one of the waitresses was finishing her side work after the lunch rush when she heard what sounded like a chair scraping across the dining room floor. She turned around expecting to find a customer moving to another table, but the dining room was already empty. As she looked around trying to figure out where the sound had come from, she noticed one of the side doors hadn't latched completely after someone carried supplies in earlier that day. She locked it without giving the matter much thought. The following morning, she mentioned it in passing while everyone was getting ready for the breakfast rush. Nobody remembered leaving the door that way, and the conversation ended almost as quickly as it had started. It seemed like one of those small oversights that happened from time to time in any busy restaurant. Over the next several months, little moments like that continued to happen, never often enough to alarm anyone. They were simply brief interruptions that caused someone to notice a small detail before it became a bigger problem. A spoon slipped from the prep counter, and while picking it up, the baker noticed the freezer door hadn't completely latched. A stack of takeout menus slid from the hostess stand just as a waitress walked by, drawing her attention to the register she had forgotten to lock before stepping into the kitchen. One evening, a towel unexpectedly slipped from its hook near the service station, and when a server bent down to pick it up, he noticed a burner had accidentally been left on beneath an empty coffee pot. Every incident had a perfectly reasonable explanation. Buildings settled, objects occasionally fell over, old restaurants made noises that no one could explain. If any one of those things had happened by itself, nobody would have remembered it the next day. It was only after months had passed that the pattern began to emerge. Every interruption seemed to draw someone's attention to exactly the sort of detail Maggie almost certainly would have noticed herself. No one pointed that out at first. Someone would simply smile while correcting whatever had been overlooked and quietly remark that Maggie would never have let that happen. Another employee would nod in agreement and everyone would go back to work. As the first anniversary of Maggie's death approached, she found herself thinking less about the strange little interruptions and more about what they represented. She still didn't believe the cafe was haunted. She had never seen Maggie, never heard her voice, and if someone had suggested that was what was happening, she probably would have laughed. Even so, one thought kept returning. Every time the cafe seemed to call someone's attention to a forgotten detail, it was always a detail Maggie would have noticed first. By the second year, the little interruptions had become almost part of life at the cafe. No one expected them and no one talked about them very often, but every now and then something would happen that caused someone to stop and notice a detail they had missed. A spoon would slide off a prep table just as someone walked by, drawing attention to a cooler door that hadn't quite closed. A stack of order pads would slip from a shelf moments before the evening crew realized the front register hadn't been locked. Each incident was ordinary enough to explain away, yet they all seemed to accomplish the same thing. Something that needed attention always seemed to get it before anyone went home. The newer employees usually blamed old shelves, uneven floors, or a building that had settled with age. The ones who had worked with Maggie the longest rarely argued. They simply smiled, corrected whatever had been overlooked, and went back to work. Eventually, the new employees noticed the pattern as well. Every one of those little interruptions pointed toward exactly the sort of detail Maggie would have caught without anyone saying a word. One afternoon, a teenage waitress who had only been working there a few months hurried into the kitchen looking embarrassed. She admitted she'd almost served the wrong slice of pie to one of the regulars before realizing she grabbed the wrong plate. She couldn't explain why she'd suddenly stopped halfway across the dining room and looked down at the tray. One of the older cooks smiled and quietly told her that Maggie used to say people remembered the little things long after they forgot the meal itself. Getting an order right mattered because it showed customers someone had been paying attention. The young waitress smiled politely, thanked him for the advice, and went back to work. She probably assumed he was simply sharing one of Maggie's old sayings, but the longtime employees exchanged quiet glances after she left. None of them said what they were thinking because none of them could prove anything. Still, they all remembered how often little interruptions seemed to arrive at exactly the right moment. Life slowly found its rhythm again. The cafe remained busy, familiar faces filled the same booths each week, and new customers gradually became regulars themselves. She found herself making decisions without stopping to wonder what Maggie would have done, because after enough time, many of those lessons had simply become part of the way she worked. She still missed Maggie every day, but the uncertainty she'd carried after the funeral had begun to fade. Nearly 3 years after Maggie's passing, the cafe hosted a community fundraiser that kept every table full well into the evening. By the time the last customer finally headed home, everyone on the staff was exhausted. They divided up the closing work without much conversation, each person quietly working through the same routine they had followed hundreds of times before. As she finished counting receipts behind the register, a small clatter echoed from the storage room. It wasn't loud enough to startle anyone, just enough to catch her attention. Smiling to herself, she walked back expecting to find another small mystery waiting for her. A cardboard box of guest checks had slipped from a shelf. As she bent down to gather them, her eyes drifted through the doorway into the kitchen, where one of the coffee warmers still glowed softly beneath an empty pot. She crossed the room, switched it off, and stood there for a second before quietly laughing to herself. One of the servers looked over from the sink and asked what was so funny. She simply smiled and shook her head. Nothing. She wasn't sure how to explain it anyway. After that evening, the little interruptions slowly became less frequent. Weeks passed without anyone hearing an unexpected noise or discovering one of those oddly timed reminders that had become so familiar. Before long, those weeks turned into months, and one evening, while finishing the books after closing, she realized she honestly couldn't remember the last time it had happened. She looked around the dining room before turning out the lights. Every chair was tucked neatly beneath its table. The coffee equipment had been cleaned, the side work was finished, and everything sat exactly where it belonged. For the first time since Maggie had asked her to take over the cafe, she didn't find herself wondering whether she was doing things the right way. She already knew. The realization caught her by surprise. For years, she had worried about living up to Maggie's expectations, measuring every decision against what her mentor might have done. Somewhere along the way, without ever noticing when it happened, those lessons had become her own. She wasn't trying to run Maggie's cafe anymore. She was simply running the cafe the way Maggie had taught her. The little reminders never disappeared completely. Every once in a great while, someone would still hear something fall in another room or notice a small sound that drew their attention to a forgotten detail. Whenever it happened, the longtime employees would exchange a knowing smile before taking care of whatever had been overlooked. The newer staff members usually blamed the old building, and no one ever argued with them. No one claimed the cafe was haunted. No one insisted Maggie was still watching over the place. The people who had known her best simply carried on the way she had taught them, paying attention to the little things because they understood those were the things people remembered. Whether the occasional reminders came from coincidence, an old building settling with age, or a woman who loved her cafe too much to stop looking after it, was something none of them ever expected to answer. They only knew the cafe still felt exactly the way it always had, warm, welcoming, and quietly cared for, just the way Maggie would have wanted it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.